approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism, One Strength at a Time.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening today. And I do appreciate your time and your patience with me. And I've been quiet in the last few weeks because of life. So, yeah. And I am just catching up with life and also with family, with my children. And of course, I am also, or we are, in the middle of reapplying for the third time for the re-review of my son's ORS application. It's been tough, really, and like I said, it's our second decline, and we are eyeing for resubmitting a response to that decline. So at least they will need to consider, or they can consider, our case. And what happened is, after the second decline, our case, or the teachers from school helped us escalate our case so that it can be reconsidered. So what I mean by escalate our case, we, or the teachers, help us raise our concern to the boss of boss of boss of our manager, or the service manager helping us. And I think this is not yet on the level of the regional from Minister of Education. I don't really understand how the structure works, but it got escalated. And we had a meeting, conversation with the service manager, with with the boss of service manager, I think. Sorry, I'm not, like I said, I'm not familiar with the roles, but yeah, it got escalated. The teachers are in that meeting room discussing about our next approach. And also, we brought my son in that meeting so they can see him. And that they can, a friend recommended to me to bring my child in that meeting as well so they can see a face. That it's what we are. I mean, yeah, we understand that we're applying for an ORS for a person, but there's face value in that meeting. They can see that there's a human factor. Yeah, that's the term that I'm after. There's a human factor there. That there's this child that who really needs that support, right? So we brought him with us, and they saw that he really is requiring help. And because he's running around during the meeting, he's been jumping up and down. It's there's danger concerns and security concerns and so on. So they saw everything there while we're having a meeting, and they saw him go out of the room by himself. So we got distracted and so on and so forth. So in the end, everyone has agreed that he really needs support. So, going back to my concern, going back to that meeting, we've talked about the different ways on how we can support my son. First, we have started doing the IEP, Individual Educational Plan. And then second, because his emergency funding, if I haven't mentioned last time, or that he is in emergency funding for a teacher aid. But because it's running low, I mean, in terms of funding, so there's another funding. I forgot the name of that, or what that funding is called. But there's another funding that they have, which they eventually approved after that meeting, sort of top up his teacher aid funding. I'll try to ask my wife if she can remember that funding name. But yeah, so the emergency funding ran out, and then they top it up with another emergency funding, which he's now in that new emergency funding. It's a little tricky and confusing sometimes, or most of the times, because they are using different terms that I don't really understand, or they weren't explained. Yeah, we're on our reapplication for the third time for the review of that ORS funding. And another thing that happened yesterday is that when my wife was bringing my son to school, he got a chance and ran away from her, and he was able to cross the road. Like, she was shocked actually that time when it happened. She was running, she ran straight towards the other side of the road. And there was a car. This is what we were like. We've been so cautious that for this not to happen, but it did. So he ran towards the other side of the road, and there was a car coming towards him, because it's a cross section of a street. So there's this busy street, and then there's a cross section. I forgot. It's like a T road, you know. There's this busy street, and then there's a cross section of it's like a letter T road. How can I explain it? But anyway, you get what I mean. It's a road, and then there's another road crossing. It's a road, busy road, and then there's a corner which is attached to another road. So it's a cross section of the road, if that's the term that I'm using. I hope that's the right term, but yeah, he was able to run towards that, and there's a car coming towards him. So it was so scary. And the car running towards him, good thing it's slow moving, and the parent driving the car saw him eventually. So my wife was able to catch him, but that's the time after he was able to cross a street. What I'm trying to say is he got escape from my wife. That's what I'm saying. So my wife was holding him, and then he was so fast that he ran faster than she anticipated or expected. She tried to catch him, but he's so fast at that time. So yeah, when my wife was telling me that story, it was so scary. Like, oh no. So this can happen again, you know that. So we're looking for a leash, but there's a leash that my wife was telling me that we should try to buy, but it's kind of, yeah, I know it's a safety concern, but that's kind of weird, putting someone in a leash. But if it's a safe, safety comes first, then we might consider that. But I really, really feel that it's weird. It's kind of like you have a, I don't know, this will sound bad, but it's kind of like you have a pet with you. You know, you get what I mean, right? It's really, for me personally, it doesn't feel right. That's why I kept on saying, do we really need that? Or, yeah, but if you're talking about safety concerns, for him, that's something we might need to consider really, really. Rather than feel sorry in the end, right? So good thing during that time, it was a busy time that time. So just imagine cars passing by, and then there's another corner there where another car is going or exiting from that street. So that's where we are right now, and maybe I should move back to our topic about emergency funding. But yeah, I just remembered that story. Going back to our original topic, which is the ORS funding. So because of that, during the meeting, they saw how my son is acting and behaving during the meeting. He's jumping around. He's going to different corners. He's going, climbing on top of the table and then jumping from there. And then go to the window, jump from the window, and then go to another table where there's a cutter, the cutter, what you call that? The one that you use to cut papers, pieces of papers. I'm losing my terminologies. The one you use to cut papers where you have a handle and cut the paper with the measurement. It's like a cutter in... it's not the cutter where you have that... I'm losing my terminology, but you get what I mean. There's a big machine there. It's a cutter. So it's a machine used to cut bond papers and cut printed materials, right? So it's like the one with the metal thingy where you cut it. So you measure it and then cut it, something like that. So anyway, there's a cutter there that he went up and then jumped from that table and stuff like that. So yeah, they saw him, and then everyone agreed in that room that he really needs teacher aid and stuff like that. And also, we started doing the IEP, Individual Educational Plan, and he is on a waiting list for the SLT. So that's a good start. We have started focusing more on how we can help him. I know the ORS funding will be a big help. But I guess I'm leaving the rest of the task and work with the ministry in terms of them thinking of other ways of how he can be supported at school. Not that we are no longer concerned about LEL at school. Of course, we are, right? Like any other parents, but I guess we can only do so much, and there's nothing we can do about funding because it's them who's holding the money to support him. But we can just do so much, and we can provide as much information as we can, give them all the details that they needed for that second third ORS review. But we just need to talk about more on how he can be supported, regardless of what the funding is, right? It could be an ORS, it could be emergency funding, and so on. But I will stop complaining more. I know I needed to complain and stuff like that, but we're still fighting back in a way that fighting back so that my son can get the right support for his educational journey. But we are going to start not demanding but asking the school and the ministry for help so he can get support regardless of where they will be getting the funding. It's no longer our concern as long as he can get to school full time, because it's his right as a human being. He needs to get to school full time, and regardless of where the funding will go or will be coming from. So that's where we are right now. I forgot. I needed to add, or I needed to, or we needed to add further information about the second result, and then the teachers will need to add further as well to that letter that we have sent to the school that my wife has prepared. And then from there, the Ministry of Education will provide additional information with the help of a therapist. So they have this therapist that they brought a few weeks ago to school to observe again. So this my son has been observed multiple times. And then there's now another therapist. I think she's an occupational therapist to observe. This occupational therapist is part of the Ministry of Education, I think. And then they will write up another response in addition to the teacher's information that has been provided, plus my wife's additional information that has been provided. So this is the last re-review, and then we will be, we were extended with the deadline because of, did I mention the copy-paste thingy for the second response that we got from the Ministry of Education? So yeah, with the wrong outcome letter. I think I did mention that in the past, but that's another story to tell in another day. So yeah, we were extended for another month. So we have another month to prepare. But since we already have all the information that we needed to add into that response, I feel like we don't need to wait for the whole month before we resubmit. So at least we have more time to prepare in advance. Or sorry, we have a buffer at least. Just in case there's additional information required, we can provide them rather than wait for the deadline to resubmit. Not to mention, holidays are coming and school ends in December. So which means we only have how many weeks before that. And after that, it's kind of like a new beginning again because it's New Year and everyone is still high with the holidays. So yeah, we needed to bring that forward as soon as possible. So I guess that's it for now. I am going to tell you on our next episode about where we went last week. No, not last week. Last couple of weeks after I got sick. So I'm going to share you some of our experience in what do you call it? I'm losing my words. Some of I'm going to share you our experience when we went to a park, which is near around here in Lower Hutt, and I think if you have a 5-year-old, that's a friendly park for the whole family. And also, if you have an autistic child, I think, in my view, that's a little friendly park. When I say friendly park, I mean like you can go there and as long as you are being mindful of your child not running around, right? So you're able to secure him safely. You'll get to enjoy that park. All right, so I'm going to tell you a story about that in my next episode. And I will share some insights about what I should have done to prepare the whole family in going there. Because we never knew that. We knew that that park existed, but we don't know if that's family friendly, especially for autism family. So until next time, I'm going to share you that So I'll see you again, and thanks for your time. Bye.
Every Tangata Fai Takewatanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haere. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong. Thank you.